Wauwatosa is a bustling and increasingly developed city just west of Milwaukee. For years, what might have appeared a green blip on the landscape has drawn equal amounts of attention and debate. The area near the Medical College of Wisconsin and Frederick Hospital is known by many as Sanctuary Woods. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz fills us in on current efforts to protect the land from development.
If you're familiar with the Milwaukee County grounds, you know that over the years, especially recent ones, it has evolved. Sections along its southern and western stretches have given way to development. 3.5 years ago, discussions turned to a popular 50-plus acre parcel, largely wooded, that draws hikers, dog walkers, and others in search of quiet. Sanctuary Woods falls within what Wauwatosa leaders have dubbed the Life Science District, since it's at the heart of a growing medical complex. As Wauwatosa leaders began drafting a master plan for the district, some residents worried Sanctuary Woods might be swallowed by development. Mayor Kathy Eli has repeatedly maintained Wauwatosa could balance both commerce and conservation. Here she's speaking at a public meeting in 2017.
It is my belief that at the end of this planning process, we will have a plan that balances environmental preservation with economic growth opportunities. A plan that provides a framework to both protect and conserve beloved green space, as well as provide opportunities and guide decisions that foster economic development.
Advocates wanting to preserve the green space pointed out the richness of its habitat. Field biologist Gary Casper can attest to its diversity. He happened to spend 3 years exploring Sanctuary Woods as part of a bigger project the EPA asked him to undertake, how wildlife species were faring in northern Milwaukee County. Later in 2017, Casper said he was astounded with what he and fellow biologists discovered in the isolated parcel.
Last year, we finally found tree frogs. And if you like, I can show you the secret roost where the long-eared owls sleep during the day. So long-eared owls are a species of greatest conservation need in our state, and there's not a lot known about them.
Other finds have included flying squirrels and the rare endangered rusty-patched bumblebee. Ultimately, the future of Sanctuary Woods and the life in it rests with the Wauwatosa Common Council. Last month, conservation advocates filed into the Wauwatosa Council chambers for yet another public hearing, this one on rezoning the land. Each person who testified asked elected officials to vote to rezone the parcel for conservation. Jonathan Peel says he's one of a throng of residents ready to roll up their sleeves to steward Sanctuary Woods.
In the last 8 months, we've had 3 buckthorn remediations, and we have a list of people ready to be able to be part of a Friends of Milwaukee County Parks group, again, to be good stewards of the land that you're going to be putting into preservation. We have a website already active outlining that space, the historical significance, and some of the natural significance of it as well. It receives 1,000 visits per month.
Then last night, several dozen residents showed up again to witness what they hoped would be a vote securing conservation zoning for Sanctuary Woods. Peel was among them. He almost seemed to skip across the room as he delivered slips of paper to everyone, including aldermen, inviting them to celebrate at the nearby Tosa Bowl and Bun.
Take the vote.
Peel and the other advocates were delighted as every council member voted yes.
Motion carries unanimously. This is a big deal.
Barb Agnew was among the people celebrating. She's long advocated for every inch of green space she lays her eyes on within the historic county grounds. Agnew calls the zoning vote a Herculean accomplishment, but she says next it's essential to protect the woods from the impacts of potential surrounding development. That means monitoring the details of a 147-unit apartment building slated to rise just south of the woods.
What we're seeing so far is a lot of glass windows, which are of grave concern to the birds. We need to make sure that it's environmentally sensitive in relationship to where it is. The lighting and the landscape and the height, all of those things have to be taken into consideration and how it will impact the Sanctuary Woods.
During the Tuesday evening meeting, Alderperson Nancy Welch urged the full council to push for protective measures as new building projects are considered. The apartment complex will be the subject of a Wauwatosa public hearing in 2 weeks. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.